I'm spread with very, very, very valuable skill about 10 times.
Hello there.
Hello there. Is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. Alex McPhee, please?
Speaking.
Hi, darling. My name's Billy. I'm one of the advisors here at MMA Legal. It's regarding your stress claim you've applied for due to your crimes in the care system.
Yes.
So my job today is just to make sure that we've got all the relevant pieces of information on of yourself on the file for you, make you aware of the procedure and get it sent into submission. Are you okay to have a quick conversation with myself at the moment?
Right, okay, on you go.
Perfect. So I've got your name down here as Alex McPhee. Is there any other names that you may go by at all, darling?
No, it's just Alex, Alexander McPhee.
Alexander, perfect, not a problem there. And in regards to yourself, if I am correct, is this the best mobile for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason, sir?
Yes.
Brilliant. Looking on your application here, you provided us with an email. Hello at Hello? The club installer at
.co.uk. Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. My email address.
Brilliant. And could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Alexander?
22/10/1961.
No problem. Now, before we go any further, I just want to give you reassurance that it's not going to be the case today where you put your straws and you're going to have to pull out evidence or face anybody in court regarding this claim. That's not how it works.
Okay.
Your statement is what will help us value your claim, and we will have authority to go and locate all documents and approach all the local authorities. So as soon as we prove that it was within these places, your statement is what we will make from, darling. Okay.
Okay.
Now, could I just please ask you for your current home postcode where you are residing at the moment, please, sir?
Kilo Alpha 3 5 Hotel Romeo.
No problem. That address is showing for me here. Decides to show. Is it Home Street in Kilmarnock?
Home Street, yeah.
What door number is that, darling?
18. It's in Stewarton. 18 Home Street, Stewarton.
Stewarton, yeah, perfect. Can see that here. Thank you for that. And in regards to location, let's have a look here for you. Can I ask you, was it just you that was placed to the care system, or did you have any siblings that were placed into care the same time as you?
Sorry, what did you say there?
Sorry, was it just you that was placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings that were placed into care
two brothers. The same time? Two brothers.
Two brothers. No problem. And can I please ask you for the names of your brothers there, please, sir?
John and Andrew.
John and Andrew. Yeah. And were they placed into the same care system as yourself, or did you get that related?
Yes.
We got the same place. And could I please also ask you, the area you grew up before you placed into care, do you remember that? If you do remember the address, that's fantastic, if not the area.
Yes, it was 41 Moorburn Road, Largs.
Largs? Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Address before. And how old was you when you was placed into care, if you do remember,
six.
Darren?
Six.
Placed into care. Do you know why you was placed into care?
Yeah, my mother had a boyfriend that tried to murder.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regards to your application here, darling, what I'm going to do is get everything submitted over for you today. What we can tell you is each place is individually different, so it will be totally wrong for me to give you any sort of value. And I do understand it's not about the money, but the money side of things is the only part of justice which we
need. No.
Most definitely. But we will make sure we get you that justice you deserve. And not only that, like I say, it took a long time for people to actually speak up and actually get some confidence to talk about this, and they've put it behind them for a certain amount of time. So throughout any of this process, if there's any questions or even if you just want to have a conversation, I'll drop you all of the details over after this call anyway, so you've got it all there. And if you want to track your claim at any time or even just have a quick chat with me, you've got me there and everything's all in one place for you, darling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do need to make you aware that you can apply yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct the solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, and you can also instruct under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so we would be under a no-win, no-fee service. If your case was unsuccessful for any reason, we would not recharge a single penny. And if the case is successful, at the overall amount, the legal team will deduct 16% plus VAT, which is a total of 20%, 20. Mm-hmm. And that will just ensure you that they will go to get you the maximum amount. Like I say, it's not about the money, but they will not take anything less than what you qualify for just to get you that justice you deserve. And it is the only way we can get you some sort of justice at this moment in time.
Okay.
Each case will be individually valued, so it'd be wrong for me to give you any value at the moment. What we can tell you is each claim is averaging at 48,000 at the moment, just so you have something to look forward to. Is that okay with you, Alexander?
Okay.
Now, I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling?
No.
No problem there whatsoever. And what we would require from yourself is a beneficiary. So whilst this claim is ongoing, if the worst were to happen to you, unfortunately, is there anybody within your circle, your family or your friends that you would be happy for this payment to go to?
My brother.
Brother, no problem. And would that be John or Andrew?
John. Andrew's in a care system. Andrew's in, he's in a home. He's got severe dementia.
I mean, in regards to yourself, if it's something that you are aware of, do you feel that he has been in same kind of situation as yourself? And you
100%. He get the worst of it.
Well, what I can do, if it's something that you would be confident enough to do, it's not something you have to make a decision on right away. Like I said, you'll always have me there. If you do wish to ever speak on his behalf to get a claim procedure going for him, we'll be more than happy to do that. Due to his circumstances as well, we will be able to fast-track his claim. It wouldn't give you any major amount of time frame, but it would possibly be within a 3 to 6 month time frame for himself. Well, that's something that you can think about. If you do wish to take it further for him, do not hesitate to bob me a message over and I will give a call regarding that. That's not an issue.
Okay.
At the age of 6, darling, when you were placed into care, do you know where you was first sent to?
Clark House, Millburn Road.
Clark House, is that?
Clark House, 41 Millburn Road, Larts.
House, 41 Millburn Road, lad. And was this a care home or was this a family, like an adopted family?
No, children's home. Children's home.
Children's
home. There's over 26 children. Two dormitories.
Over 26 children in two dormitories. And I mean, I'm assuming you said you were 6 years old. So that was most likely around 1967, just assuming.
66? Well, I must have been five, coming six, because my birthday's end of the year. It's 1966, I know that.
And do you know how long you was in Clark House for?
Yeah, till April 1971.
April 1971. Thank you so much for that information. With your information that you provided, this just helps us locate your files. Because as you can imagine, the people who are actually paying out on behalf of this are going to try and hold on to the payments as much as they possibly can. So they'll make it as tricky for us to locate your documents. So the information.
Well, I've tried to get documents and I can't find any on myself, even doctor's documents for 1971 backwards.
The reason for that, unfortunately, is just because what they've done is they've held back firm. So basically, they've said they've not got them anymore. They've been basically down with the burning fires. They can't provide it back to their third party companies. Whereas the legal team, because they have legal authorisation once they have requested it from yourself, they'll go full steam ahead, so they can not turn around and say they've not got the documents. If we were to require that, it's basically known as a DSAR, and we request that they have to provide that back. So therefore, what we will give you the option to as well, once we locate them files, it's not something we would just send out, because some people wouldn't like to have this information and some people would, but we would always be able to give you a copy of your files and paperwork back once we have got that. If it's something you've already thought about, you would like that. That's perfectly fine. Let me get that noted on here. Let me just get that on here for you. With my copy of paper. Perfect. Thank you. So I just got that noted on there so the solicitor is aware of that directly, but he will also double check that for you just before he sends it out, just in case you have changed your mind, darling. Okay.
Okay.
Now, can I just please ask you to give me an understanding of what you had to deal with within the Clark House? When you got there, did you have any sort of reassurance or any comfort or anything?
Just typical children's home. Yeah, battered, put to bed early, made to work. You know, I mean, the gardener tried to touch you up because you were a wee boy. He's trying to put your hand in your pants. You know, we had one woman there that was really violent towards us. Just everything. You name, And I was just like, I had to work every day, just like army training, you know, just army training. That's what it was like. Quite violent.
Sorry, I'm not ignoring you at this moment. I'm just getting this typed up as a brief statement, and I'll get this all typed up in a great format for you, just so everything's broken down.
No.
These notes that you provided me with is very helpful. Thank you so much for that. Was food always an option in here, darling?
Sorry,
was food always an option in here?
Did
you always get provided food?
We got food. Yeah. But sometimes we're dressed up in girls' clothes because they never had clothes for us, never had enough clothes for us. Shocking it was. But it was better than what we had. And we didn't know any better.
Can I ask you, when you was here, did they keep you and your brothers in the same dorm, or did you separate yours?
No, I separated us.
Can I ask you, do you remember any staff members' names or anything? Don't worry if not.
Yeah, Mr. Andrews. I remember him. I remember Rubina. She was quite a violent member of staff, Rubina.
Did they ever get locked in your dormitories or anything like
that? Oh, yes. I remember the matron, Miss Forbes. She was quite violent as well towards us.
Did they ever use anything like sticks or slippers or whips or anything like that, or belts or anything?
Oh, belts and definitely belts and hands, belts in their hands. In fact, I got hold of a rolling pin as well with one of the cook's ones as well.
Not only that, it's affecting you mentally as well as physically.
Oh, 100%.
Mentally frustrating.
Still waking up at night, you know what I mean? You get a wee spell, you get a wee spell. It does leave a bit of mental health on it,
Most definitely does.
The thing is, as I'm getting older now, it's getting worse. It's reflecting back to your childhood.
And it's not a nice situation because, like I say, unfortunately...
No. Because people don't understand it. No, not talk to people.
Even myself.
I try to talk to people about it, and they're just saying, oh, you brought up in the children's home. That's how you get it. That's medical and everything.
It's not acceptable whatsoever how these people have been treated in any way, shape or form. It's not acceptable. People's taken from their parents and things that's happened at home where they should have been taken to a safe place and given the best curriculums and things like that. And also education. And unfortunately, you have been failed. And even before you've even gone into the abuse side of things, just not being given some sort of affection or understanding or empathy of what's been going on, it's not nice and it is very horrible. I'm sorry that you have had to deal with that, and again, I know no words or anyone is going to take away what you have had to deal with, but I can reassure you we'll do our very best to get you that justice. With you speaking up and giving these people's names as well, you're helping other people who are coming forward the same way
that's what I'm, that's what I want to do, try and help other people and try and put some closure to it all, you know what I mean?
How many people we speak to, and they'll tell you about the same places, and the same people will come up and occurring, and the same kind of acts will come up, and you think it is shocking how they got away with it for so long, but they treated so many people like that over the years. It's not on, and it is not acceptable whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Could I also please ask you in here, did the staff ever assist you to the showers or anything like that, or say
they
had to help them?
There was no showers, it was baths. There's no showers in the days, it was just a big bath. There was three or four years in a bath at a time.
Yeah. And can I also ask you, when you were here as well, did they ever do anything as punishments, like lock you in any cupboards or leave you in the hallways or anything at night time, or make you stand outside in the dark or anything like that at all?
All the time. All the time.
And did the staff allow the children to pick on anybody, or was all children
there was loads of bullying. It wouldn't be the first time that I was involved in a fight with a bully.
And not only that, you're watching your siblings be impacted as well, which is very emotional.
Especially my young brother. My young brother was bad.
Even still to this day now, so I understand you definitely do suffer with some sort of PTSD because reliving the situation is something that does also affect you.
100%.
Can I ask you, do you struggle to build relationships with people?
You know, that's a funny thing you said that, because I haven't got a female relationship. I've tried it, and it doesn't work. And it's all because of the women in that home. I know that for a fact.
I have just got everything noted there in regards to how you have felt due to this, and also not only that, the impact that it's had. And of course, it's something that's you're never going to forget these times. Like I say, it's not just yourself you're worrying for your siblings as well. And as being an older brother, you're going to obviously have that protection mode, and you're obviously going to be upset the fact that you can't protect them. So I am sorry again, because I'm an elder sibling. And when I hear these kind of stories, it's not nice whatsoever. But I can assure you, I will do my very best to get you the justice you deserve on this case. Can I ask you, darling, once you were taken out of this care home, would you place into another care home, or did you go into a home?
No, I was put. This is how bad it was. I was put into a drunken mother with a drunken, violent boyfriend. And you knew that. The system knew that. That we were put into that, and we suffered. Until my brother was 15, he got work in a farm, he moved out, my other brother was 15, he got work, and I was 16, I got a flat. So for the next 4 years of my life, it was even worse. So we were put into a drunken mother who had mental health issues after being attempted murder on her, and a stepfather who was a drunken alcoholic who just wanted to fight us, batter us and everything else. That was the system that put us into that. And luckily enough, if it wasn't for the neighbours in the street that we were in, I don't know if we'd be here today. I don't know if we'd be here.
Again, you shouldn't have been sent back home to be in that.
No, 100%. That's what I tried to chase up. Why were we sent back into that environment? That was why I went to doctors, I went to social work to try and get all this paperwork. Why were we sent into that environment? We were sent to it, a bad environment as it was, to a worse environment.
Disgusting. I can't believe that. I'm very shocked at that. And I have just got
that. No, that's 100%.
That's not something that should have been accepted whatsoever. I am very sorry about that.
And I've just tried to get justice myself, why we were put into that. Why I cannot believe why we were put into that.
Do you still have a relationship with your brother? Oh, you do speak to John, don't you?
John and Andrew. Andrew's in the care home. John, He's single. Do you know, we're all single, and we're all single because of that system.
Oh.
We've had relationships with women, but it doesn't work.
I know, also trusting people as well. I bet it's hard for you to trust new people as well.
The minute you have a heated discussion with a woman, and I find myself, the minute I have a heated discussion with a woman, I don't want to know. I want away. I just walk away because what comes back is the home and my mother and everything else, how violent they were. So you walk away from it. And maybe it's only just a heated discussion and your partner or your friend has gone off the head at you. I just walk away and that's it, finished.
And it's hard for this to actually be something that you have to actually deal with, because like I say, 100%. It's something that you've actually dealt with your whole entire life. You've not even been able to actually build that relationship with women, to actually trust in them, to kind of move on from this. And like I say, that is kind of PTSD. It's something that you are still living at the moment. And I am very sorry that you have had to go through with that.
Listen, we were put into a house with a drunken stepfather whose pals would come and stay and try and sleep with us. Unbelievable.
I'm just getting this down for you. I'm so, so sorry that you have had to do that. Now, what I have done is I've just basically impacted everything that we have discussed today on this discussion. I'm sorry that you have had to go through this situation with me, but now you have done the most important part. Everything else will come free forward. We won't expect you to go and face any of these or actually pull out this evidence. We do everything for you. So I do appreciate that you have gone into that topic of conversation. And I am sorry that I have had to ask you to do that today. But this is all for the better for yourself. And I will make sure that I get this submitted off for you right away. And what I am going to do as well for you, darling, is I'm going to secure your account with a password just to be on the safe side. Now, you may get a call over the next few months where people may offer you something very little, like a couple of £1,000 as a settlement figure. Of course, we're going to advise you not to accept that. That will be an upfront settlement just because, of course, they're going to try and get you to accept a very little amount compared to what you possibly will look forward to. Now, just to be on the safe side, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to password protect your account. So if anybody does give you a call and you're a bit unsure on who you're speaking to, all you need to say to them is, what is my password? Now, if you do not know the password that was set with you today, just hang up the phone on them, darling. Now, what word would be best memorable to you that we could use the password for you?
Tuesday? Yep. Use that.
Tuesday. So if anybody gives you a call, you say, what is my password? And if they don't state the password as Tuesday, just hang up the phone on them. And if they are anybody important, they will call you back with the correct information, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what I require from yourself, darling, is do you have anything like a driver's license, passport, provisional, bus pass? Perfect. Now, I've just popped you a message over on WhatsApp. So what I would need you to do for me, please, would you be able to go and take a picture for me of your ID? But I will need to see all four corners of the ID. There's a certain way that Scottish Redress asked us to send this over. And if we don't go by their format, we'll knock it back, which will cause delays on your case. So I need a clear picture of your ID where I can see all four corners. And we would also need a letter. Now, it could be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address, and the date on there. And again, we need to see all four corners. Is that okay with yourself?
Okay. I'll do that tonight.
Brilliant. Now, what I also require from you, let me just get it over. So as I explained to you before, once you locate your documents and everything like that, we will also give you the opportunity to have them back. But we can't take it further without you signing to say that you are happy for us to take the next step. So I'm just going to send you a link over. That will come over within the next 2 minutes. Let me get that over to you now. So you should have just had a text message that's come through to your mobile phone, darling. If you could click on that and let me know if it's loaded for me, please.
Please sign your document, it says.
Yeah, perfect. If you can click on that, it will go straight down to a box. Now, it'll have your statement and everything on there. So if you want to read through the statements and things later, feel free to do so. And if there's anything else you want me to include, please feel free.
Please sign the document here. Press I'm just going to sign this because I just want you to go away and walk just now.
Everything that I've already confirmed to you anyway is already on a recorded line.
Yeah, but I'm just going to execute all documents. What does that say at the bottom there?
Perfect.
Hold on. I'll get a pair of glasses on. What does it say? That's it. Clear signature pad. Right. How do you take that bit away? I've kind of marked it. How do I take it away?
So if you go on the signature pad, if you press clear, that'll clear it. And then where it's actually got for you to squiggle, you just try and give it a squiggle with your finger and press execute all documents.
Clear signature pad, yeah. So give us my name. Sign my name on this. Right.
Yes, please.
Do you use your nail? Do you use a nail or something? What do you use?
Your finger. Your finger.
Right. Yeah. EMP. That's my signature, EMP. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And then if you press execute all documents for me.
Execute all documents. There you go. Right. Please provide signature before executing. I provided it. Right, okay. I'll need to know signature again. EMP. Okay. So why is it went blue? Why is it went blue? EMP. Execute all documents. Please provide your signature before executing. Close. It keeps saying please provide signatures. There's no accepting EMP, so I'll need to go Alex Nick Fee.
Okay.
It shouldn't have been rejecting
that.
Execute. No, it keeps doing that. Every time I put a signature
If you close it for me and then go back onto the link again for me, see if that's working.
Okay.
If not, I'll try and get it resent.
Messages back onto the link. On execute all documents, right? EMP. EMP. There we come. Oh, I tell you what's happening. Signatures. I'm losing the signature and I pull it back down to execute all documents. Processing, that's it now. That's you now.
Let me see if that's come back through for you, sir. Just give it a few seconds.
I've seen it's been done, it's been successful.
That's come back through, that's perfect, so that's that. Now, as soon as I've got your ID and proof of address, I will then take your next stages over to Scottish Widows.
Right, so where do I send the two copies of the
I've just lobbed you a message over on WhatsApp, so that way you've got direct contact for me there. So over the next...
All right, I've got you, it's Billy. All right, I've got you now,
yeah,
Billy.
Yeah, so that way you can track your claim with me at any time through WhatsApp. So as soon as I get your ID and proof of address over, I'll send your case off. I just can't do it without the ID and proof of address because we have to do it in a format so they won't acknowledge it, Scottish redress at all.
I'll do it tonight.
All right, darling, as soon as I've got that, I'll get your case sent off. If there's anything you need from me, you bob me a message over. I do appreciate your time today, and I will look forward to speaking to you and keeping you updated. Okay, darling?
Right, I'm waiting to clear my head, Billy. Right?
No problem.
See you later.
Thank you so much for today. Right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye now.